Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's new at the Pella Corporation? Let's go in-depth with President and CEO Tim Yagi. Well, Tim, how long have you been at Pella Corporation?
I've been here 4 months now, Bob.
And I bet there was a steep learning curve. I'm just guessing.
There's definitely a lot to learn. I didn't know much about the window business. I didn't know much about Iowa. But my background is pretty similar in many respects. I've worked for branded consumer durables companies. I spent a good part of my career at Whirlpool Corporation, about 15 years, selling appliances. I've sold mattresses for Tempur-Pedic Sealy. So that's another durable goods category with a good set of brand names. So there's a lot of similarity, but I'm still relatively new to the window business.
Mm-hmm. And so where did you grow up?
I grew up in Stamford, Connecticut. I'm a Yankee fan. Grew up outside of New York City, so I'm not sure if that plays well here, Bob, but I'm a big Yankee fan.
Yankees, who are they?
Well, they used to be world champions. It's been a while.
I'm just kidding. Right now, a lot of people are talking about the Cubs and the Cardinals.
That's true. As they should be. I hope the Cubs pull it off.
Yeah. You said sales. I presume that you started, you know, years ago in some initial capacity, and then you grew and professionally and managed a lot of people, business. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Sure. The early days in my career were in sales and marketing. Product development was another area I spent quite a bit of time in. And I had a number of jobs at Whirlpool leading up to the EVP for North America operations. And then at Tempur-Pedic Sealy, I was the COO of the organization. So I've had a lot of great experiences, a lot of great opportunities, came up through sales, marketing, and product development, but I've run large organizations for a few years now. I've always worked in durable goods companies, whether that's appliances, mattresses. Early in my career, I was the brand manager for Norelco Shavers. So I've always worked in industries where brand is important, where the life cycle for product purchase is probably 10 to 12 years. And this is a similar category. That probably in windows, it's a little bit even less frequent. Many people only buy windows once or twice in a lifetime. But brand is still important. The reputation of the product is still important. Product innovation is still important. The recommendation of the salesperson, or in our case, often the builder, is important. So we have multiple constituents to influence. But there are a lot of similarities and a lot of things that I've learned over the years that I think are applicable.
Pella Windows is a great brand. When I was a kid, my dad was in construction. We built houses. Mm-hmm. When he could put Pella Windows in the house, that's what we did. That's what he wanted everybody to do. I mean, and that, I'm talking about the 60s and the 70s.
Sure.
That's a long brand around for, I mean, much longer than that, but a high-quality brand.
Sure. We've been around for 91 years, and we're looking forward to the 100th anniversary and beyond. And many companies don't make it 91 years. You have to continue to deliver great product and deliver great customer service, continue to have a great reputation. And you have to continue to get better. If we stand still, our competitors will pass us. So we need to continue to bring product innovation, to continue to even improve our service levels, our reputation, our quality. And so we are spending a lot of time doing exactly that, making sure we have 91 more years, great years ahead of us.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with President and CEO of the Pella Corporation, Tim Yagi. What does a company have to do to make sure that things don't happen that impact the brand in a negative way?
Well, you have to make sure you're taking care of the customer, and we have important customer metrics that we track to make sure that we're living up to our reputation and that we're executing as well or better than our competitors. So, for example, are we delivering our products on time when we promise them to our customers? When we deliver them, are they of the highest quality and there's no damage? There are no missing parts. So we always have to be on our game with respect to quality and service. And then we have to continue to innovate and make sure we have a leadership position in terms of the latest and greatest products, whether that's aesthetics or whether that's new features and benefits. That's an important part of our challenge, too, to stay ahead of the competition.
Well, and they're not just windows anymore in the sense that we're talking about, I don't know the terms for them, but there's like home management systems and there's like complex designs and electronics and securities. It's not just an opening.
That's right. We see the need over time to make sure that we're considering how electronics might enable our windows and doors to perform even better, to deliver better customer service. Today we have a product that we call Instinctive, which is an automatic shades between the glass solution where you can actually raise and lower your shades remotely with a remote control. Over time, greater degrees of sensors that can sense whether a window or door is open or closed, locked or unlocked, will continue to be important or will be more important. And we have to make sure that we stay ahead on that. In fact, we have announced not too long ago a partnership with Apple, who's working on home solutions and look to us as their partner in windows and doors. So we're making sure that we're staying abreast and hopefully can create a leadership position with the integration smartly of electronics to solve consumer needs.
That should be a very interesting collaboration with your technical folks and the Apple technical folks trying to figure out what kinds of cool things can be done.
Absolutely. We know windows and doors and they know electronics and they have a strong interest in home controls. So I think it's a great partnership. The trick is to find innovation that people really are willing to pay for. Often there are technologies that are interesting, but consumers don't value them enough to pay for them. So our challenge is to make sure that what we deliver is really attractive, compelling, and is something people will pay for.
Well, and it has to work, too, because with every additional level of complexity, you've got an additional level of potential failure.
Exactly, and people don't want to be frustrated by putting in new technology and immediately it doesn't work, and it's not good for us either to have to make a service call right away. So there's a lot of work that we do around reliability, durability, to make sure that whatever we sell is going to live up to the brand promise of the Pella brand.
So lots of testing over and over again?
Absolutely. We've got a very impressive testing lab, whether it's around electronics or whether it's around energy performance, whether it's around resistance to water, rain, and wind. We have a very impressive lab, and we make sure that nothing goes out that we're not proud to put the Pella name on.
Well, it takes some integrity of the people working in those labs to report accurately and honestly about the results of the research, too. I mean, because I'm just imagining a scene where everybody's pulling for this one particular technology, but then it doesn't work. And you got to walk into the room and say, hey, it's not working.
That's right, and it does take courage, and you have to create a culture where people are willing to say that something doesn't work, even though there's a lot of excitement for it. And you have to go back to our values and make sure that despite the fact that there's a lot of desire for a new product or a new technology, in the end, we have to do the right thing for our customers. And if we sell something that doesn't live up to our reputation, in the long run, it's going to damage our brand. And everybody thinks about that first and foremost. We have to have a product, a brand that when it's on whatever we ship, it lives up to the reputation and the commitment that we make to our customers.
More in depth after this.
And so getting the word out nationally, how do you do that?
There are a number of ways to reach the customer. We are, as many companies are, taking more and more advantage of digital avenues, social media, banner advertising, that kind of thing. We haven't been on TV aggressively in a while, but I can tell you that one of my beliefs is that we need to advertise more proactively. And I'm a believer in national TV advertising as a portion of the mix of media. So we will be developing and running a TV campaign next year. We have a great new product that we're launching as well, starting in February. It's an Architect Series product, and it's a premium position product in the Architect Series. And in order to get that off to a really successful start, we're going to put significant media behind it, and we want to have a great TV campaign ready to support it around the time of the launch.
And is this nationwide, worldwide?
Nationwide. Our primary focus is the U.S. We do some business in Canada. We do a little bit of business in Mexico and South America. But we are primarily a U.S.-driven business at this point. I think international is a longer-term opportunity for the company. But what you will see in the short term is a significant increase in our advertising campaign, including some TV as well as additional vehicles like more digital efforts, search optimization activities, that kind of thing.
Well, if the world were to get to be a better place, we'd have a rising middle class in many countries around the world. And I'm sort of reading between the lines here that you're thinking maybe that's a market too?
I believe so. I think there are markets that will, in the long run, grow more quickly than the U.S. market. I think U.S. housing in the next 10 years or so should be fairly robust because we have this echo baby boom generation that needs to live in their own homes. And so I think the demographics are fairly favorable for our business. But longer term, I expect that population growth in other parts of the world will exceed that of the U.S. And so then the question is, where can our technologies, our brand name, our capabilities be most effective where we can create leverage with our U.S. business into other parts of the world? Certainly closer geographies like Canada might be an opportunity at some point. But even in other parts of the world, as we look to grow, we see the possibilities for incremental participation and again, leveraging our capabilities in the U.S. into other parts of the world. Pella has been terrific. It's a company with a great brand name, a great history. I think it's in an attractive industry, that one that should grow reasonably well over the next decade. It's fairly fragmented. There are still a lot of players, so I think there's room for us to take market share. But the most attractive thing is around the commitment of our people. Our people are very passionate about the company. They really like working here. We do extremely well in engagement surveys, best places to work surveys. People really want the company to be successful. And people that have worked here a long time, which is many of us, many of the folks here, I don't know that they even realize how special that is. I've worked in a couple of other places, and the level of commitment and passion, not only in the office, but especially in our manufacturing facilities that you see when you take a tour, is very unusual and very special. So I really appreciate the commitment of the workforce, our ownership group, our family owners, the Farver and the Kuiper family, has been incredibly supportive, not only to the company, but to me personally. So it's been a wonderful experience so far.
And getting used to the community?
I am. At Whirlpool, I lived in St. Joe, Benton Harbor, Michigan for 15 years. It's also a small town where a lot of the folks worked at Whirlpool Corporation. So it's not unusual or new for me to live in a smaller town. And I really enjoy it. I think life is a little bit easier here. You can get to places relatively quickly and not have to sit in traffic. And people have certainly been very friendly everywhere that we've gone. So we're enjoying it. My wife and I moved into a new home just a few weeks ago, and we've really enjoyed the experience so far.
What's on your bookshelf? What are you reading?
Well, I'm right now reading about leading change. And as a new leader coming into Pella, I certainly want to capitalize on the great history and capabilities. But every company, in order to be successful in the long run, has to continue to look for ways to change and improve. And so I'm reading a couple of books right now about leading change and how we get the organization to buy in to the need to change some things in order to get better, to reinvent ourselves before the competition does it to us. And so that's what we're spending time on now, and that's where my focus has been in the last few weeks.
Any last thoughts you'd like to share to either people that work at Pella Corporation or the community?
Well, again, I would say that I've had a great experience. I'm thrilled to be here at Pella, both at the corporation and as part of the community. The community is very important to Pella Corporation. In order for us to be a very successful window and door manufacturer in the U.S. and even globally someday, we need to be able to attract and recruit and retain great talent. And in order to do that, we have to have an attractive community, a place where people want to come to and want to stay. So part of our success is dependent upon the attractiveness of the community. So it's very important for us that the community is successful and vibrant, and we certainly want to do our part to make sure that that continues to be the case. So we appreciate the support that we've gotten. I love the fact that our company does support the community, and certainly I have a very strong commitment to continue to do that.